Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. Let me start by congratulating Mr. Chu Dongyu for his election as the new Director General of FAO. I would also like to thank Dr. Jose Graziano da Silva for his commitment and work over the last 8 years, and to wish him success in his future endeavors. Achieving food security and ending hunger are at the core of Agenda 2030 and the Sustainable Development Goals. The severe effects of climate change on our ecosystems raise major challenges in the work towards achieving these goals, and our action is required in order to build resilience into agricultural production systems and to ensure food security around the world. The fundamental change we are facing in the world today is children who are born into life with no future. Our global responsibility is to make sure that they will have a future, and we all must learn together the different ways to achieve it. In this way, we will be able to have an impact on migration nationally and internationally, as well as on poverty, food security, and social inclusion. By fostering entrepreneurial thinking, as well as agricultural practices and solutions, we should be able to ensure the creation of new jobs and opportunities and to enable a better future for them. Over the last few years, although our abilities to produce more and better food have been expanded and developed, we have not witnessed a great change in the state of food security. Strengthening the work of the Food and Agriculture Organization, together with the private sector and the academia, and fostering entrepreneurship and innovative ways of thinking among smallholder farmers are some crucial steps that we have to continue focusing on and strengthening in order to witness a significant change. Over the last 71 years, the State of Israel has shifted from being a developing country to a developed one. While dealing with many challenges, agriculture and food production in semi-arid region was a significant challenge that the new country had to face. And today, 71 years later, we are witnessing the great success of it, a success that we are obliged to share with others. In alignment with the SDGs and the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development, Israel promotes and engages in development cooperation on bilateral, trilateral, and multilateral levels, as well as through South-South cooperation. Sharing its experience and expertise that were accumulated over the years, Israel invests in projects related to development and humanitarian assistance around the world through different challenges. One of them is Mashav, Israel's Agency for International Development Cooperation. Mashav shares the knowledge that was accumulated in Israel in the last decades by sharing the know-how through trainings, excellence centers, and intensive work with governments. Since food security and migration are not standalone issues, Mashav focuses on bringing a holistic solution while working on promoting gender equality and women empowerment, as well as social inclusion, inclusion of people with disabilities and youth, in order to strengthen the communities. During these 71 years, Israel did not have the luxury of being afraid of failure. Our development depended on our perseverance, allowing our entrepreneurial culture to become a safe environment for trial and error. With determination to overcome barriers, Israel became a country of problem solvers, ready to look for the next great answer and, if it does not already exist, create it from thin air. In Israel, we believe innovation is one of the most effective tools for sustainable development. As our story shows, empowerment builds prosperity. Inclusion fosters progress. And investing in the next generation guarantees sustainability. Israel calls the Food and Agriculture Organization to encourage and implement tools for innovation and act as a bridge between innovative solutions and funds and the challenges that developed and developing countries are facing based on local perceptions and needs. Through innovation, we can have a strong impact on migration. As Shimon Peres, our former president, said, and I quote, "In Israel, a land lacking in natural resources, we learn to appreciate our greatest national advantage, our minds. Through creativity and innovation, we transform barren deserts into flourishing fields and pioneer new frontiers in science and technology." End of quote. The State of Israel remains committed to sharing its knowledge and expertise and to continue its collaboration with FAO. Thank you.